Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Can you hear it?
I don't know.
Let's go to my chat, and we'll see if you can hear me. I'll launch the chat right now. Turn it on the chat room if you're listening. Go to the chat room, sign on, log in. Let me know where you're chatting from. All right, let me see if everything's working. I can't really tell. Using these headphones, and I can't tell if you're picking up or not. So we'll check it out. Let's play some music and see if that works. And now.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we fell, I fell, my life begins. So open up your heart. Let this fool rush in.
Oh, hello. Wacko Network, you're in. I thought your show was still on. Can you hear me? I'm not sure because I'm using a different kind of headset here. I see Betty Jo Tucker's in the phone part of the switchboard. So Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, thank you for joining us, and the Wacko Network. Terrific. I can't tell if you can hear me or not, so I'm experimenting by putting on different things. Okay. Let's try this. I can hear my switchboard, but I can't hear my voice.
A few years ago, this movie came out, and it really upset me.
It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh, just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today, I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains, now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend, never would she backward bend, or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is, should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm, when she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
She's just the wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
Being
wonderful.
It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people that you're talking about. I go,
yeah.
Hey. That's great. Great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm an new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? What? Is this about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I tell you, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just he's going to eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's going to eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. No, little munchy man. No, get up there. The other thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. And you know what's the one food no one ever says, let's go out for? English. That's the food we have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? Because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick, no thank you. I'll hold off on you know why that is though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Her. And the Scottish have got that feat with something called haggis. Remember haggis? Like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. And, you know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis. Because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, what's the thing? You put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're Lincoln famous. Lincoln famous. You're going to take me down over Lincoln. Together, she hates Lincoln. I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I was doing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why not wear blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? You're crazy. I'll tell myself I'm a little sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Le Mis. I went to see Le Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Please, just eat something. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Le Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of a man's head. Ayúdame! Ayúdame! It would fall the box down from the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. Feet. She'd go, ah! With the top of the stairs, go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up half Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. No. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh my God, oh my God. But she was great. She gave me good advice about finding a husband. She said, "Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones they never ask." So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Romans with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and little innocent eyes asked me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." Form like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Hestes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom. A searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hunter. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, the X, and the Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he punched a manly grin, in he punched a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! Love there. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it. Whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're at a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. "Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Excuse me, sir, can you get me that?" Time to break out the big guns. "Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Come out up there. Come to us. You're such a nice man." Yeah. So. There we have you. How are we doing? We're doing good. Okay. Well, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. like this and you got both hands like this. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. And the fact that you wore sunglasses at night. But it's okay. Sorry. You've got some handsome people in there, too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed here today. Blue. I'm going to be matching set. That's nice. I like the white socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse, male nurse. What degree of nursing are you?
I'm a
associate
degree.
What is it?
Associate degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. that's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. Got associates. So what's your favorite food?
Pretzels.
I never considered them an actual food.
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football. I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe. But, you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
You got a special dance.
Parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Oh, thank you. That was Steve Mendoza. Lovely promo. And Betty Jo Tucker's in the house next on Movie Attic Headquarters show, Tuesday, January 7th. It's Golden Globe Oscar Roundtable, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Movie Attic Headquarters with your wonderful host, Betty Jo Tucker. It's about the movies. She knows it. So check her out. Also in the room, we have Kat Vecchione from Wacko World. How you feeling, Kat? Hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling better. The Wacko Network, always terrific, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Chuck Skull and Kat, you're on Saturdays and Sundays at night, and I think Chuck then has an 11 o'clock show in the morning on Blog Talk Radio. Check out Chuck Skull as well. Kat Vecchione, Wacko World, the Wacko Network, all the boys at the Wacko Network. Oh, here we go. Thank you guys for posting that. The Wacko Network, Golden Age of Radio, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Wacko World, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Skull's World of Mayhem, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Wacko Network, all times Eastern. It's a wacky world. It's a wacky world after all. It's a wacky world. Steve Mendoza, not in the house, but he has the Jukebox Diner on Dreamstream Radio. Check out Steve Mendoza and George Bettinger, who's not here. George Bettinger, a mom and pop shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Oh, yeah. Okay. So track these people down. They're terrific. You want to listen to them and follow them. And one way or another, find them.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get the one way. Or another, I'm gonna reach you. I'm gonna get you one way. Or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya one way. Or another, I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya. I will ride that storm out until the lights are all down.
Started climbing way up high. When I broke a million hits, that was the day I cried. I made sure to put some links so they could purchase stuff. People were skeptical at first until they heard enough to realize that I don't just theorize, I speak from the heart. Telling stories about the knowledge that I need to impart. Because I have been through a lot of excessive travel. From free and open deserts to the plots of expensive gravel. And nothing's what it seems. Grown-ups and children, all things alike. Everybody needs some love so they can have a peaceful night. When I started this, my motives were noble. I wanted to find a kindred spirit who wasn't overly hopeful. It's just that everybody's pointing when I'm out on the stroll. My popularity's exploded, now it's out of control. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. For a college degree, see my songs on repeat. All in the streets, follow the beat. Don't say we want to sign you for $1 billion. Oh my God! We're gonna put you up on TV and movies, on billboards. You're gonna be famous. I can't believe this is happening. When I saw your internet video, I said to myself, that was the best toilet humor I've ever seen. This kid is a genius who's got what it takes. Here's a ticket to Hollywood. See you next week. But I've got to study for my finals. You won't need to worry about that once you're rich. So what'll I be doing once I get there? I'll let you know. Do I get to choose what roles I want? Trust me, I'll be taking care of that. I know what's best for you. Can I at least still rap about? The world doesn't need to know about that. So, are you ready? I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all in the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all in the streets, follow the beat. Now everywhere I go, I'm followed by a camera crew. I think I'm living in the magic land of Xanadu. I get $1,000 just to say I like some soda. It's like I'm chilling in Iraq and I'm the Ayatollah. I check the message board to see what people think of me. I love my Dulce fans who lavish praise obediently. But there are many trolls who tell me that I suck at life. Those awful haters make me sad and keep me up at night. I gotta wake up, I've got many tests and papers due. It's gonna be a struggle for me just to make it through. Or maybe I should ditch my classes and fly out to LA. I'll be a college dropout sitting on a mountain of pay. But a degree has many fantastic features. It means I care about myself and not just fans in the bleachers. The party life is everlasting and gets out of it. It's me. I wanna make the money but without responsibility. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat.
Hey, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Our next show will be on the 7th. You want to check that out, the day after the Epiphany, right, Kat Vecchione? Kat, when's your show? Sherry Lamb has logged in. Sherry Lamb has logged out. Here we go, loopy-loo. All right, Betty Jo, I see you're back on the phone again, huh? Okay, that's all right. That's not a problem. Oh, Sherry Lamb is logged in again. We were making fun. We said Sherry Lamb logged in, Sherry Lamb logged out. Here we go, la-la-la-la. Anyway, moving right along. Okay, Vecchione, 8 p.m. Saturdays, Eastern Standard Time. It's Wacko World with Kat Vecchione and Chuck Skull. I believe you do the show together. Is that correct? Okay, and the Wacko Network and the Wacko Boys, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, if you're paying attention. If you're not, we'll just play something crazy. How about that? It's Wiener Strawberry.
I know that things are going wrong for me.
Hi, Sherry Lynn. Thanks for tuning in.
My words.
Can you hear me?
there's a Pat Boone version of this song? Please say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. anyway, moving right along. Hope everybody had a good holiday. And because it's somebody's holiday somewhere, right? Yep, and I think I wrote a song about it too. So we ain't done yet with the holidays. Here comes.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of 4 of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
It's somewhere tonight, isn't it? Oh, Kat Vecchione, Wacko World, and the Wacko Network, and Wacko Bob, and all you wackos out there. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, on Tuesday, June 7th. It's Oscar Mania there. Tuesday, June 7th, on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, 4 p.m. Tuesday. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m., and Kat Vecchione this Saturday, I believe, with Chuck Skull at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check out their Wacko World. And speaking of a Wacko World, I dedicate this song to you people, my chat room. Here we go.
Sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
Mind it on, mind it. Who was that bum?
Ying 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 ying
Chat room friends out there. Hey, we have a guest in the house. Hi, guest 468. What city are you listening from? Well, we're running out of time, as we always do when we're having a good time. So listen to the Wacko Network Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Follow them too. Kat Vicchione, Wacko World, Saturday nights at 8 with Chuck Skull. And it's going to be fun. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always insightful, always entertaining. Thank you all for tuning in today. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can see my TV show. None of you are in New York, so I'm going to say just go to the internet, www.mnn.org. Okay, that's the Nancy Lombardo show at, okay, hold on, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you very much for tuning in. Okay, goodbye.